We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I would say surprise was an understatement yesterday, Perloff, when we got news that the Cleveland Browns had extended a new contract to Jerry Jeudy. Now, they just traded for Jeudy.
They didn't even trade much for Jeudy.
A fifth-round pick and a sixth-round pick to get Jerry Jeudy from the Denver Broncos, and they gave him a guaranteed $40 million. And this continues the odd and baffling behavior at times from the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to have someone explain this to me a bit, because Jeudy was under contract this year. So before, wouldn't you want to see whether or not he can elevate your offense and how he looks in your offense and just anything before you hand this person, who has been a disappointment in the NFL, before you hand him $40 million guaranteed?
Well, the contract year, so they had to pay him this year because he's on a rookie deal, $12 or $13 million, something like that. So I kind of understand, hey, if we're going to pay this much now, we might as well not risk losing him in the offseason. Because if he hit free agency and did anything this year, which I hope he does, then he's not. Then he's going to go all of a sudden T. Higgins money, $20 million. So maybe it'll end up being a bargain. I just was not a fan of Jeudy in Denver, so I don't get it. Now, you're totally right, but you can't ignore the fact that these Browns are absolutely stacked with talent. I mean, stacked. And they keep on making weird moves. The Deshaun Watson is the all-time weird move, 5 years, $200-plus million. Still, they won 11 games last year without Deshaun Watson, and they all of a sudden have emerged. They have the best defense in the NFL, and they're paying their offense more than any other unit. So they have stars at every position. There's not a single offensive line with more Pro Bowlers than the Browns. They're stacked at every single position. I don't get it, how this has happened. They seem to make the wrong move all the time, and yet here they have all this talent. So I'm not writing them off.
So you're still high on the Browns. I think there have been some, they are a talented team, obviously. I think they got a little lucky that Joe Flacco came in and saved their bacon last year. I mean,
true, but their entire offensive line went out for injury last year. Remember, they were hurt, and Nick Chubb went out.
Yep.
They had the worst possible injury luck last year, and then Deshaun Watson got hurt. So it's hard to judge them last year. I mean, yeah, Flacco saved their bacon. I totally agree with that. But even with Joe Flacco and none of the regular players there, they still were winning games. Can you imagine if all this came together?
I can't see it. I just can't. I think that Deshaun is still going to go down as one of the worst trades in the history of the NFL. Mm-hmm. Put the personal stuff aside. He hasn't played well. He hasn't played well, and he's been getting hurt. And I'm not sure how miraculously that's going to change. I think you saw it with the investment they also made in Jameis Winston. I think it was really odd that they felt, if this is indeed true, they felt they couldn't bring Joe Flacco back because he was too popular in town and amongst the fan base. If that is indeed true, and they were feeling that way, that they couldn't bring Flacco back because somehow that's going to be, you know, some kind of ego bruise to Deshaun Watson, who's getting $230 million a year. Something's weird about that.
Yeah.
I also think something was a little odd about Jim Schwartz, who is a great defensive coordinator, right? They have a great defense, yep, one of the top defenses in the league. Why did they bring in Mike Vrabel as a defensive assistant here, or defensive consultant or something like that? I don't get these.
It's an Ohio thing.
but why? Jim Schwartz, yeah, is doing a good enough job. Why would you bring in somebody who, what are you doing? You're grooming him to what? If Jim Schwartz gets another head coaching job, that's not happening.
Yeah, I don't see, because Schwartz had so much success last year, I don't see that as a threat to him. I thought it was an Ohio State kind of thing. But the other thing about Deshaun Watson, did not play well, right? But yeah, he's been rusty, and I think there's a feeling if he ever gets some consistency, he'll go back to form. He was 5-1 last year on the field, so that's how good the team around him. He doesn't even need to play well and they can win. What if he gives you 20% more on what he's been doing? What if you had Nick Chubb back? I mean, who knows? With modern technology, maybe he'll come back and be Nick Chubb is arguably the best running back in the league. And then let's just talk about their wide receiver corps for a second. Yes, it's bizarre. Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, Amari Cooper. Then remember they drafted Cedric Tillman out of Tennessee, who people loved. And they got David Bell in the third round. And Njoku became a star last year. That's a lot of names, at least. Those are people we've heard of. This is an interesting, bizarre, weirdly put together team that just happens to be very, very talented.
They are. If you're asking me, though, with all that star power and all that talent, they should be a Super Bowl contender. Do you think the Browns are going to the Super Bowl
next year? No, but I think double-digit wins could easily happen. And no, I don't think that they're getting over the hump to be. They've had too many injuries, and a guy like Nick Chubb and a guy like Jeudy, I don't think that they're going to be consistent enough to get through the whole thing. Not going to happen.
Which is, again, like you look at the 30,000-foot view from the Cleveland Browns. Yes, you have stars, and you got the Denzel Wards, you got the Myles Garretts, and you got everything, but, you know, all these stars, and this is a team that's all in, because you have to be all in if you give your quarterback that kind of money, and they are not settled at the quarterback position, because they can't be, because that's how bad Deshaun has been and just how disappointing he's been. So you're telling me you got all the star power, you've got everything at every position, yet they're not a Super Bowl contender. That tells you everything you need to know. Then you've got the Jerry Jeudy contract on top of it from yesterday that just, to me, made no sense at all. Like, are you that worried you're going to lose Jeudy if he has a good year? You're bringing him in to be your wide receiver too. And if you are that good, you could always re-sign him in the middle of the year if you wanted to, if he would take that deal. I just understand why you're throwing this money at this guy before he's ever shown you he can do anything for your offense.
So you're saying the Browns are a disappointment if they don't get the Super Bowl? See, I have a different expectation. If they can win 10 or 11 games with what they've been going through injury-wise, I think that's okay. They're in the toughest division. They're probably favored in 6 out of 8 divisions to win their division, but they just happen to be with the Ravens and Bengals and Steelers. So I think they're a good team, and I think 11 wins is something. You say that's a disappointment. I understand the contract with Deshaun Watson, but if this team could be a 10-11 win team, I think that's a factor. I think that's impressive to me.
Well, okay, take out if you have like a sad history of the Browns and what it would mean for them to win a Super Bowl and how, you know, the obstacles it feels like they're facing to just do that as a team that's been associated with a lot of losing. But you just went through all of the stars that are on this team and the highest paid contract to a quarterback by guaranteed money and a 2-time coach of the year. And all these things, yes, it should be Super Bowl. I hate to grade teams on a curve because...
It feels like a tough curve for the Cleveland Browns to say Super Bowl or bust.
Are we saying what we're saying about the Ravens?
Yeah, because the Ravens were the number one seed last year and got to the AFC Championship game and fumbled at the goal line and blew their opportunity. Yeah, of course, the Ravens have much higher expectations.
But don't the Ravens have the same amount of star power if you're going in terms of paying the quarterback, in terms of well-known head coach, in terms of great defense? Mm. They all line up. It's
No. Lamar's a 2-time MVP. You can't say they're the same amount of star power. You have Lamar Jackson.
Okay, but Deshaun Watson is making more money than Lamar Jackson. So,
That mistake has already been made. It's just a reality of the situation.
Wow. It's quite a mistake.
No one's going to come into next year and say the Browns are a big disappointment if they don't get to the Super Bowl. Everyone's going to say the Ravens better get to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a big disappointment.
Okay, we've talked about how the Ravens, a lot of the guys on the defense, it's more of like a no-name defense outside.
Yeah.
Right. This is names on the defense. Yeah. You're talking about Myles Garrett. We talked about Za'Darius Smith, who they did re-sign. Dalvin Tomlinson, if you know, you know. Denzel Ward is making $18 million a year. I mean, there's a lot of really big names on this team.
Right, but nobody's saying Super Bowl or bust except for Maggie Gray right now. I can't think of, because that's not how we view the Browns.
You got two wide receivers now who are going to be making, you know, $40 million combined. Amari Cooper makes a ton of money.
You are a bit glued together health-wise. I mean, you got Chubb, you got Deshaun, you got an offensive line. Everybody got hurt last year. You have a lot of recovering ACLs on that team. That's your bottom line.
Recovering ACLs.
Lot of recovering ACLs.
It's like a support group.
I would say if you look at the Ravens, some of those guys have now become names. That's how it works. I think everyone talks about Kyle Hamilton, their safety.
He was a first-round pick out of Notre Dame. He was famous.
Madubuike is now known as a force in the league.
And they developed him. He was a third-round pick.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, it's not like there are no-name defense anymore. I think they become a name. I think the Ravens have a ton of pressure to make the Super Bowl. That's a team that has to make the Super Bowl. The Browns, for some reason, are still playing with house money because it's been so chaotic. I don't think they feel that pressure. And Kevin Stefanski can win, obviously win Coach of the Year without doing anything in the playoffs. The other thing, too, I think if Deshaun Watson can get 16 games under his belt and they're somewhat successful, I think everyone will look at them next year as a Super Bowl team. I think they're a year away. They're older. And maybe that doesn't make any sense. It's just how I view the Browns. Like, if they get to 11 wins this year, everyone's going to be feeling really good in Cleveland.
I would like to put this on the poll, a poll question. Should the Browns be considered an all-in Super Bowl contending team? Why not? I mean, you make the trade for Judy and then you pay him. You made a trade for Amari Cooper. The Deshaun.
Well, I mean, could you rephrase that? Would it be disappointing if the Browns didn't make the Super Bowl? And I think
that's a little different. That's a totally different question, I feel.
Well, that's how I feel like Maggie's saying. If they don't make the Super Bowl, then they're disappointing with this roster.
Well, because this is an all-in team, you would say, right?
Yeah, but it's a different all-in.
Different
and also,
all-in.
Too, even that Rams all-in team, nobody would be disappointed if they didn't win the Super Bowl. You could go all-in, and that doesn't mean it's like Super Bowl or bust necessarily. Well, why is it a different question? Nobody's going to be disappointed if the Browns don't get the Super Bowl, where you know if Lamar doesn't make the Super Bowl this year, it's a problem. I don't think anyone is viewing the Cleveland like Super Bowl or bust because they've been nowhere close. They got destroyed in the wild card game last year by Houston. I mean, that's a big leap to say, well, they better all of a sudden win three playoff games.
Well, again, this is why I don't like grading teams on a curve. Just because, like,
if this was the Cowboys roster, we're talking about them being a Super Bowl team.
Thank you.
I think that's why I think it's a different question.
Ooh, okay.
Because do you think this roster? You always talk about the Cowboys have an overrated roster. You love this Browns roster. You think this Browns roster has more talent?
Yes.
They definitely
so
do.
And we talk about the Cowboys every year saying they're trying to win a Super Bowl. So
I think if the Browns were in the NFC, they'd be a real serious Super Bowl contender. But in the AFC, it's super tough.
I really think with how Deshaun Watson's played, if he was named Kenny Pickett, we wouldn't know the difference between the two. His stats with the Cleveland Browns are almost identical to Kenny Pickett's.
Yeah, he's been injured. I mean, first of all, he came off a two-year hiatus and then came onto the field, wasn't even ready to play. And then last year, it was starting to get together, and he got hurt. He's had no chance to get any kind of rhythm with this team.
But guess what? Injuries come. They ride with you. It's not like, okay, you were injured, and then, okay, we just forget about it, now you're 100% healthy. Like, if you're a guy who continuously keeps getting hurt, that becomes part of your resume. Like, it's the old
That's part of the disappointment.
So, yeah, it's the old Charles Barkley saying, you don't get healthier, you just get rested. At a certain point, Deshaun Watson is not 22 years old. Like, he's not old, but at a certain point, if he's an injury-prone caliber player, that's what kind of player he's going to be. I'm not going to point that and say, well, I can't expect him to have those kind of injuries again. I got to have some kind of expectation that he could go down.
Right, but if you guys think that people are talking about Cleveland like a Super Bowl, I've not heard a single person saying the Browns are going to the Super Bowl, and I think that's what matters. Like, you got people have to pick them. The experts on ESPN.
But nobody's picking the Jets, and the Jets are seen as a team that's Super Bowl or bust.
See, I think also
the Jets
are
seen as Super Bowl and bust. On what universe?
Oh, that's an all-in season for the Jets.
You think
too.
The Jets are Super Bowl or bust? You're saying if they win a playoff game, that's not going to be satisfying?
No, they've got 1 year of Rodgers now. Last year, if they'd won a playoff game, that would have been satisfying. This year, it's got to be Super Bowl or bust.
Super Bowl because last year too.
This is it.
No.
But wait, let's keep it on the Browns for a second, because to be honest, like, this, we're talking about it now. We are talking about it. And because the Browns made a move yesterday, now they're back in the news, which was giving Jerry Jeudy $40 million. Whether anyone else is talking about it or not, this should be the expectation for the Browns. So I don't really care who Dan Orlovsky picks or whoever on ESPN. This should be the expectation for the Browns, considering the roster. I think EJ makes a good point. If this was the Cowboys roster, I think we'd be salivating over it. I saw someone in Cleveland recently say this. What if Kevin Stefanski wasn't the head coach? And now he's a two-time coach of the year. But say you put someone else. Say you put John Harbaugh, or say you put, who's a winner?
Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, Andy Reid.
Kevin Stefanski took a team of backups to 11 wins last year. That was an incredible job. That being said, you guys can say that, but the reality is there's two teams that have to get to the Super Bowl. It's Buffalo and it's Baltimore. And the rest, like, nobody's saying maybe the Cowboys. You say, this is, nobody's saying Super Bowl or bust for the Jets. They were 7-10. They haven't even won a, when's the last time they won a playoff game?
No, it's 13 years they haven't been to
the playoffs. Yeah, they just need some success this year.
But why would the Browns be different than the Bills?
Just because the Bills have gotten so close and the Browns have not even sniffed any playoff
success.
Okay,
but you put the Bills roster up against the Brown roster.
You can look at the rosters, but the Browns roster.
What else are we supposed to look at?
You can look at the roster, but nobody's looking at it that way because they're all coming off ACL injuries. I'm telling you, no one's picking the Browns next year. There's not going to be a single person that looks at that roster and that team and says it's Super Bowl. They're just not a team.
I disagree with that.
They just lost in the wild card game.
You just said they lost with half their roster hurt.
I'm just saying. Oh, okay. Fullback. Show me someone who's picking the Browns. And are they even in the top 8 in odds? Probably not.
But that's the thing. I don't know if it met. The reason why certain people don't pick the Browns has nothing to do with the actual football.
Because they've been injury prone. We've never seen them all play together. I think that's a huge deal.
Well, and that also plays into this was a stupid move that they did for Judy. And this is a team that with all the great roster moves continues to be stupid.
See, right? I think our irony is they seem to be making all the wrong roster moves and they still seem to be really good. It's I can't explain it. They've made a ton of mistakes and yet they have this great roster.
Right.
But I think you guys are underestimating. It's important to win playoff games and get somewhere in the playoffs to build expectations. You can't expect them to come out of nowhere. And this is not an all-in year. Signing Jerry Jeudy at $14 million a year is not an all-in move. They haven't all of a sudden brought in a dream team like the Rams did. What other moves have they made?
Well, they re-signed Za'Darius Smith. The thing is, you don't have to make tons and tons of moves if you already have a good roster.
Right, but it doesn't feel like all in. Like, they haven't been stealing. All in means you got to be getting a lot of headlines for bringing in big names. Cleveland's been more of a status quo team this offseason.
Okay, but would you say the Cincinnati Bengals are a team that's all in, right? And what moves have they really made? The Detroit Lions are all in. What moves have they made? Building is different. Everyone's the Rams.
All in means, like, the Jets are all in right now because they got all these old veterans. To be called an all-in offseason team, I think you've got to sign a bunch of guys. You can't just be. Now, no one's saying the Lions are all in this year. I don't think they're an all-in team at all. They've been keeping their eye on the long-term prize. What move have the Lions made?
Okay, so maybe you're splitting hairs here about all-in versus Super Bowl.
No, I don't think the Browns are an all-in team either because they just sort of have this roster. They're not, like, saying Super Bowl or bust. They just signed Judy for 3 years, which is a long-term move.
No, I mean, I think that the expectations change for the Browns the moment they signed that Deshaun Watson contract. It's been a massive disappointment, yes, but that's when things change. They reset the entire quarterback market. They changed everything. To say that they're not a Super Bowl contender, again, this is whether you're a Super Bowl contender shouldn't just be a popularity contest.
I think they've lowered their expectations. I don't think that it's Super Bowl or bust for them anymore.
Man, I think that's wrong because you're spouting how great the roster is and then saying their expectation is to win a playoff game? You have Myles Garrett on one side.
Even that, this AFC is really brutal. Maybe 11, one win. Yeah, I think Cleveland fans would help. If they got to the division round, I do not think that's a disappointing season for them.
But they did that with Blake Baker Mayfield.
Once.
But I'm saying, like, that was Baker Mayfield without Amari Cooper. That was Baker Mayfield, obviously, not with Deshaun Watson because Baker Mayfield was playing quarterback. If you're telling me 3 years removed from Baker Mayfield taking to the divisional round, and you added all these guys, and you're satisfied with just divisional round, I think you're a loser. I think you're a loser fan base. If that is what you're satisfied with, after you made all these moves, you signed all these guys, every single year if they picked up a skill player that they thought was going to make a difference. They picked up Deshaun Watson. They went and picked up Amari Cooper. Now they picked up Jerry Jeudy, and they already have a great defense. If you say, you know what? What Baker Mayfield did 2-3 years ago, if Deshaun Watson does that, making $60 million a year guaranteed, that's okay. We're great with that.
They gave him a fifth-round pick for Jerry Jeudy. Nobody wanted Jerry Jeudy. And by the way, I'll defer here.
They gave him $40
million. Yeah, then they signed him for another $40 million.
I will defer here because you guys know loser fan bases. I am from a winning fan base. It's a totally different. I can't really relate. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, you just said that my expectation for my team is to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So I might be a loser fan base, but I understand what it's like to have expectations. Right.
And I think that to Maggie's point, like, I look at the Bills fan base with respect because that's what they expect at this point.
Gotcha.
You're the Browns again, and you've made all these moves, and you're like, well, if we do what Baker Mayfield did 4 years ago, that's okay. I mean, they deserve better, and they deserve better for themselves.
So you guys are like Pete. Like, not everybody's going to win the Super Bowl, guys. It can't be 14 Super Bowl or bust teams. And then you're going to have a lot of disappointed fans out there.
No, but that's okay. I think that's actually a good thing. You want teams that are going for it. You know, I think that you want teams that are going for it more than you want teams who are tanking. And I think they see a window. And the moment the window opened for them was the Deshaun Watson trade, or else they wouldn't have done it.
They said they couldn't get over the hump because they had Baker Mayfield. I keep going back to that point. Yeah. But he was supposed to be the problem.
And I got a news flash for you.
And now
guys,
you're saying, if you do what Baker did, that's okay. I don't understand that.
Got a news flash for you guys. You're not getting Deshaun Watson in the Super Bowl this year. That's not happening.
No, but the question is not will we. We have no idea what will happen. The question is should the expectation be there?
Maybe, but I think you guys got to lower your expectations on this Browns team. Everybody's coming off a major injury. I mean, the entire team basically tore their ACL last year. Is Nick Chubb really Nick Chubb? Is Amari Cooper still Amari Cooper? Who is Judy? I just think it's interesting. They seem to make all the wrong moves, and yet they've accumulated a great team around Deshaun Watson. We'll see. I think you guys are overestimating how good they're going to be in a sense. It's ironic because I'm the one who's saying they have this great roster, but they are older and injury prone. So there's a lot that could go wrong. If they win 11 games, get second round, I'm telling you, we're not going to say, wow, that's a disappointing team. That's all I'm saying.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We are monitoring what's going on in South Korea right now, and especially Pete Bilotti has a bet. Will Shohei Ohtani hit a home run in this opening game? Yes, this game counts. Dodgers-Padres in South Korea. Ohtani looks like he's going to be up at the top of the fifth inning, so we'll keep you updated on whether Pete Bilotti is buying breakfast for everyone. It's Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. Spirited Cleveland Browns debate just now, as one does in March. They are heavy underdogs to not make the playoffs. I am placing a bet right now, just like Pete Bilotti placed a bet on Shohei Ohtani. Same odds, plus 225. Let's go Browns. How can you not like the Brownies, except a lot of people don't like them? Regardless.
We're saying they should be Super Bowl contenders. You're saying no.
Well, no. I think I have expectations. I'm like, oh, my God, if this team makes the playoffs with all those injuries, it's good. And Vegas agrees with me that they are a long, long shot to make the Super Bowl. So, regardless, we have more important things to do right now.
That is true.
We have our annual bracket of non-college basketball. This year, it is one-hit wonders. It has been so much fun. Although, I have to tell you, should we issue a warning about these songs getting stuck in your head?
So bad. We did this one hit wonders as opposed to just like in years past, we did like a bracket of stuff. We did a bracket of things we hate. We wanted to do one hit wonders. We thought, oh, we're morning show now. We'll get people going, a little pep in the step, a little one hit wonders music. And now all these songs are getting stuck in our head. We should issue a warning. Today is especially sticky songs.
Oh, could it be worse than yesterday? I don't even know which one you're referring to, because there was some yesterday I'm walking around the house. And my wife said, if you sing Return of the Mac one more time, I'm kicking you out.
By the way, you can vote on all these one-hit wonders. Go to our social media, at Maggie and Pearl on Twitter. That's where you can vote. You can also just join our regular March Madness bracket, the one about basketball that our pal Nick in Texas puts on. That's cbssports.com. It's Pearl Jam Season 3. Again, go to our socials. You'll be able to find the link there, and you can join our NCAA actual basketball bracket.
Love it. I am studying night and day. I'm going to at least beat my wife this year.
I'm betting on Sarah. Okay, so here we go. This is the third region in the Maggie and Perloff One Hit Wonders March Madness bracket. This is called the Cruising Region, and it starts with the number one overall seed in this region, Take On Me by A-ha.
That's a pretty famous song.
Oh, just wait. Take On Me, the number one seed, taking on 16 seeded I Just Died in Your Arms by The Cutting Crew.
I never heard that song before. That's a banger.
You've never heard Died in Your Arms?
Never heard that song before in my life.
Again.
You're not a Cutting Crew fan? You just made that band name up. There's a band called The Cutting Crew.
That's a poster on my wall.
I wish I could have made that up. Again, this is going to be the bracket with the stickiest songs getting stuck in your head. One Hit Wonders. Eighth seeded in this region, Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something. I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember. 8-seeded Breakfast at Tiffany's goes up against 9-seeded Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin.
Be happy. Oh. Don't worry. Be happy.
Why are we doing this to people? Now everybody's going to be singing Don't Worry, Be Happy and being mad at that factor going, damn, Maggie and Perloff show, what are you doing to us?
The Maggie and Perloff bracket of one-hit wonders were in the cruising region, fifth-seeded Electric Avenue.
We're going to rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're going to rock down to Electric Avenue.
That is sent out to the Part of My Take crew for that one. They go up against 12th-seeded Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran.
Life is a highway. I want to ride it all night long. Give your girl in my way.
If you, I would have sworn and beaten a lie detector that that was sung by the Spin Doctors. I did not know was someone named Tom Cochran. It's a one-hit wonder.
That's good advice there. Very interesting way to view life. Life is a highway, Maggie. Think about it. There's some depth in these one-hit wonders.
Let's keep going. We are the Maggie and Perloff one-hit wonder bracket, fourth-seeded Don't You Forget About Me.
Don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me.
I was overruled on this one. I just want to put that out there right now. There is no way Simple Minds is a one-hit wonder. They played Live Aid. They had 23 number one hits in the UK.
Well, I was going to say the same thing.
You guys are just too young to remember Simple Minds. Simple Minds was massive. They were like U2 big.
Wait a minute. No.
Yes, they toured with U2 and they were the headliner.
Well, not now. That's not how they're remembered.
They are only remembered for that song. That is absolutely true, and that makes them a one-hit wonder. But I just want to point out that there are going to be some old heads who are like, how did you put Simple Minds on that list? Go ahead.
They are
great
going
song,
up
by the way.
Against, you asked for ones that are going to get stuck in your head today. I'm telling you, this whole region is just designed to get stuck in your head, and we haven't even gotten to the big ones yet. Okay, 4-seeded Don't You Forget About Me going up against 13-seeded If You Could Only See by Tonic.
If you could only see the rain. She loves me. Maybe we'd understand why I feel this way.
Wow, now I gotta go, EJ. I've literally never heard that song in my entire life.
Serious?
What is this, Steve Bloody Spotify?
I didn't hear that either. I didn't hear
and by the way, it sounded like Matchbox 20. Are you sure that's Tonic?
It's someone named Tonic. Okay, 6-seeded Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground.
I smell sex and candy. Yeah. Who's that lounging in my chair?
We also interrupt this to tell you that Shohei Ohtani is at bat right now. Peabody has a $20 bet on whether Ohtani's going to homer. Counts now 0-1.
Be buying a lot of candy if he hits a home run.
not a lot of sex.
Wait for that.
They're going up against Sex and Candy goes up against 11-seeded Spirit in the Sky.
Talk to the spirit in the sky.
Ohtani just grounded into a fielder's choice.
Right.
So not hitting a home run there.
Yes.
We continue with our one-hit wonder bracket. The 3-seed in this region, very strong. Love Fool by the Cardigans. All right. Goes up against 14-seeded Video Killed the Radio.
I see this as an upset potential because whoever did Video Kill the Radio Star, they never even sniffed a second song.
I'll give you $100 if you can name the artist.
I have no idea, but I got to tell you, that's their song.
The Cardigans. The Buggles.
The Buggles, right. That is, that. I think part of this is how bad was the band that put out the hit. And I think the Buggles were pretty low end.
The first song on MTV.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we continue with the one-hit wonders bracket. Seventh seed in the cruising region is Afternoon Delight.
Rockets in flight. Afternoon Delight.
Ooh, I know what they're talking about.
Goes up against 10 seeded Somebody I Used to Know.
Ooh, again, Dexter said it. This might be higher. This was probably the biggest song in the entire 2010s.
Okay, yeah. Here's a question, though. This is how do you pronounce it?
Gautier.
Gautier, okay.
Gautier.
How do you know he doesn't have another hit in him?
That's a good question.
Like, this is the problem with the guys who are current and currently still producing music.
So they produce music now like every day. So by now you haven't produced another hit? I think that you're a one-hit wonder.
He fell off the face of the earth, right? He's got a real interesting backstory. He recorded this number one song and then just disappeared from the planet.
I heard he's also 6'6".
I don't know.
Is that true?
There's a meme going around of him doing an acapella with the woman that's hot. That song is a big song. We'll see how that does. That's a good matchup. Going against Afternoon Delight from Anchorman? Come on.
7-10 matchup. It's going to be a knockdown, drag him out. We continue here, the Maggie and Perloff one-hit wonder bracket. Second seeded in this region, it's Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves.
Walking on
And they go up against 15th seeded Stacey's Mom, Fountains of Wayne. All right, there you
Zach
have
Wilson
it.
Zach Wilson song, right?
The Zach Wilson anthem. So that is the cruising bracket. Maggie and Perloff, March Madness, One Hit Wonders. You can go to our social at Maggie and Perl, and you can vote. And this is all about you. So whoever you vote on to the next round, that's who makes it.
I think Walking on Sunshine is a powerhouse right there. That's a heavy hitter.
I know. Second seed in
good
this
region. Good mood song, too.
Love it. So there you go. Dexter Henry is here. He's got headlines. Good morning.
Good morning. Got some NFL news we're going to start with. Aaron Rodgers has himself a new pass catcher. On Tuesday, the Jets signed former Los Angeles Chargers receiver Mike Williams to a one-year contract that has a maximum value of $15 million. New York went into free agency looking to upgrade the wide receiver position opposite Garrett Wilson, who had been a 1,000-yard receiver his first 2 years in the NFL. Now, Williams, he's been productive when on the field, but he does come with some durability issues since 2018. The former Chargers wideout leads the NFL with 15.8 yards per reception among players with at least 200 catches. However, tore his ACL in week 3 last season, causing him to miss the remainder of the year. So it's really tough there.
That training room is going to be busy in New Jersey, right? I mean, there are a lot of guys coming off injuries. Kind of like the Browns we were just talking about.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for them too. And it's like, do you trust Aaron Rodgers to stay healthy?
And that's just all the traditional medicine. We've got all the other stuff going on as well. The plant-based room is going to be really rocking.
And the greenhouse too.
Greenhouse for pain.
Pain medication.
Everything's hydroponic, but sure.
Is this Jets starting lineup for week 1 going to be on the field of week 4? What's going on here?
TBD.
It's all right. All the bacon, egg, and cheeses will keep them healthy.
They better be.
There we go. Speaking of injuries, Saints defensive end Chase Young, he's expected to miss part of training camp after undergoing a neck procedure. Young signed a one-year deal guaranteed $13 million following his visit with the Saints on Monday. And according to reports in New Orleans, they were aware of the neck issue and they felt comfortable moving forward with the signing.
How do you feel if you're a fan about that headline, right? That's not a good headline for your football team.
Honestly, if I were the Saints, I would lie about this too. I'd be like, yeah, we knew. Because, you have to save face at this point. Maybe they did know. Like,
If they didn't know, they could have avoided the deal.
Yeah, it's like, let's sign a guy in a collision sport who's got a neck injury. Let's give him $13 million.
It's weird, but he did have a great Super Bowl. It was a title game. Yeah, his last two games, he played well. Yeah, this is bad if you're a Saints fan. You're like, what did we just do? Because Chase Young, the other thing is effort. He finally showed up when his paycheck was on the line. You're going to get that with a guy with an injured neck?
Imagine if you're Cam Jordan. You have to be like, what? I mean, I know he's going to go to the Hall of Fame anyway, but he's the other big defensive player that they have who's trying to, squeeze anything out of this, like, whatever Derek Carr is and trying to win again. It's like, give me Chase Young for a year. Oh, I'm sorry. He's got to have a neck procedure.
Cam Jordan's got 1 foot in the television booth.
That's fine.
I saw him commentating during the combine. He's ready to go. That second career, you're totally right, but I feel like Cam Jordan can handle anything right now. If you listen, there is not a smoother current player on the mic than Cam Jordan. He'll be fine.
It just feels like the Saints have been operating on vibes since Drew Brees left. It's like, oh, Taysom Hill, you want to play quarterback? Sure. Hey, let's throw Jameis Winston in there. Derek Carr, nobody wants you. We want you. Like, just, anybody, just come on down. We'll see what works.
Honestly, if I was Kenny Pickett, I'd be like, trade me to the Saints.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Derek Carr was pretty good last year. That last four games, all of a sudden, oh, there's Derek Carr. Did the Jets want Derek Carr to some extent?
Well, that was only I think also if Rodgers, they were still trying to figure out what was going with Rodgers. But, I mean, yeah, Derek Carr, when he's not, like, openly warring with his tackles and when the team's not basically overthrowing the wishes of the head coach, yeah, the vibes are great.
I got to tell you, that being said, like, do you count New Orleans out? Never in that division. He was really good. The last five games of the season, they went 4-1, and Carr found his stride. He was healthy. That's a weird team.
But I'm always
skeptical
right now
of those teams that end the season well, considering they're playing against so many other teams that are so banged up, especially last season.
Well, they kicked the Bucs' butt in that game.
They did. I watched that game. You're playing so many teams that are so beat up, that are so, like, they've been through a lot. Some of those teams are already looking at Cancun. Like, I kind of temper my expectations for teams that, like, have a good stretch down but that late in the season.
When you count out Derek Carr, when he has a 113 passer rating and all of a sudden just goes bananas, he is the Bermuda Triangle quarterback. I tell you, discount the Saints at your own peril. They're going to win 8 games and challenge for that AFC South.
Uh-oh,
that AFC South.
Find that Saints stock.
Eight and nine, baby.
Well, then what are you paying all that money for Kirk Cousins? If you're the Falcons and you can't beat the Saints, what are you paying for? Dexter, back to you.
Welcome to the NFC South.
That is the NFC South. We're going to go over to college hoops. Zach Edey, he went back-to-back for the second straight year. Purdue Center's unanimous headliner for the Associated Press's men's college basketball All-America team. The senior topped all 62 ballots from AP's top 25 poll voters in results released on Tuesday. Last year, he claimed all 58 votes. Now, the men's NCAA tournament that tipped off on Tuesday night with the first four, although Perloff would say not. And in the first game, Wagner, they kept the good vibes going as they bounced Howard 71-68. The Seahawks, playing with 7 healthy players, almost blew this one as they saw a 13-point lead shrink to 1 in the final 3 minutes of the contest, but they held on. Head coach Donald Copeland, he was proud to lead Wagner to their first tourney victory in program history.
You know, who would have thought this, you know? And I'm just glad that we're doing it right now, because I think these kids deserve it, because they do a lot of things for the right reasons. So I couldn't be more proud for the school, the program, and the kids that I'm coaching.
That was Copeland last night on the JR Sport Brief Show. The Seahawks will now battle UNC in Charlotte on Thursday. It wasn't good vibes for Virginia in the second game, playing against Colorado State for almost 14 minutes of game time and nearly an hour of real time. The ball didn't go through Virginia's basket even once. The Cavaliers, they shot 25% from the field on the night, and they fell to the Rams 67-42. Colorado head state coach Nico Medved explained how his team put the clamps on UBA.
We did a great job of challenging shooters, doing a great job appropriately helping in the lane and not giving Beekman, you know, angles to find other guys for layups. And we challenged shots and we rebounded. We just did it for long periods of time. And but then after about, you know, 8 to 10 minutes, thought our offense kind of got going a little bit. But we even got better as the game went on. So that was great to see.
All right, and they'll be moving on there. Last thing I got here is basketball. Team USA, they found out their Olympic draw on Tuesday, and the American men, they're going to be in Group C with World Cup silver medalist Serbia. Also in the group, South Sudan and Puerto Rico's Olympic qualifying tournament winner. Now, the bigger story here is Team USA, they avoided the group of death. That is Group A. That features 2021 bronze medalist Australia, Canada. They've got a roster full of NBA players, World Cup silver medalists from 2023, plus qualifiers from the tournament in Spain and Greece. So Luka Doncic could be in that group. Giannis Antetokounmpo could be in that group. So that group's going to be loaded with stars this summer. But the U.S., they avoid that group, and they're in with Serbia. So they might see Jokic, but they avoid all those other stars.
It's just so funny to me that there'd be a group of death that doesn't have the U.S. in
it. Shows you how the NBA changed.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Dexter, thank you. Basketball. Thank you, guys.
Quick question. We're going to count the first four, but we're not going to count the NBA play-in tournament as not playoff teams, right? That's how we're doing this.
I disagree with how the NBA did that.
No, I like how they do it.
So I think you can't have both. You got to take sides about what counts. I don't even like this Padres-Dodgers game counting. I think the first four should not count. and the NBA playoffs should count. I'd flip it around.
Wait, you want the play-in tournament?
Yeah, that should count. If you're a 10 seed, you're basically
no,
a playoff team.
I don't like that because at least with the NCAA first four, it's the same parameters. One game and you're in. With the play-in tournament, it's totally different. It's your 9 or 10 seed, you got to win two games. If you're a 7 or 8 seed, you could lose one game and still get in. So that's why I don't think it shouldn't match the same way with NBA playoffs.
Don't play the first four game then. Don't play those games then if you're not going to count them. Or make them games that people care about. Like maybe St. John's and Seton Hall play each other or two top teams play each other. Make it interesting.
Oh, as opposed to UVA versus Colorado State is what you're saying?
As much as I wanted to see that, yes.
Virginia catching all the strays here on this show.
thank you. We'll noodle on that a little bit. Coming up, we've got some Cowboys news for you. We do that next. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That music is our Cowboys quickie. And the Cowboys got an issue with the players' family members making headlines.
Yeah, you think? What's the latest?
Well, that's not what you want. The latest is Tad Prescott, who has gotten in a little bit of hot water earlier this offseason when he said the Philadelphia Eagles were a really well-run team after they signed Saquon Barkley, right? Best in the NFL, he said, of the Eagles' front office. That's not what you want. Now Tad's back again. He's on the I Am Athlete podcast. I don't know why he was on that pod, but anyway, I'm sorry. He was on the I Am Athlete podcast network.
Whoa.
Throwing some shade now at Jalen Hurts. They were talking about top quarterbacks, the top 10 quarterbacks, and he said where Jalen Hurts was on this list, he said, you said quarterbacks, not running backs, shading Jalen Hurts that he is not actually a good passer. He's only a good runner. Mm-hmm. Again, we should not be talking about Tad Prescott. He should probably not be giving opinions like this because it's going to come back on Dak.
Well, this is how I see it playing out. Now, Tad said the first thing you mentioned, he said the Eagles were a well-run franchise, right? So maybe this is setting up. Maybe Tad wants Dak to become a free agent next year and land in Philly. Now, Dak has done nothing but shred the Eagles' defense in his entire career.
Right.
He owns Philly. So, Eagles like to switch up their quarterbacks. What if he's setting up a Dak Prescott to Philadelphia trip? Listen, the Eagles just got Saquon Barkley from the Giants. I'm kind of eyeing Micah Parsons at some point down the road because he grew up an Eagles fan. Maybe get Dak next year. Maybe that's what Tad is working on.
It's Dak Prescott, not Mark Sanchez. I mean, that'd be a stunning fall from grace for Dak Prescott to go to Philly to be a backup quarterback.
No, backup. I'm saying if Jalen Hurts doesn't play well this year, they're going to already start looking.
Gosh.
I mean, they got rid of Carson Wentz at the exact same timeline. You're telling me if Dak Prescott's not a free agent and Jalen has another year where he can't run anymore and his knee is just shot, then yeah, you don't think they're going to look around after Jalen Hurts?
This
things move fast at quarterback these days.
No, I get it, but then why are you paying these guys? If you're going to move on from them so quick and you want to cycle through all these quarterbacks, stop giving them all this money. It doesn't make any sense. That's your Cowboy Quick.
Got to overinvest in quarterbacks. Got to keep it churning. Got to keep looking for solutions.
But you don't have to keep giving them $200 million.
Called sunk costs, Maggie.
You keep saying that.
Sunk
costs. I'm not really sure.
Niners, they drafted Trey Lance, saw they didn't have it, and moved on immediately. It's what you got to do.
No, I know, but they didn't pay Trey Lance.
No, the Eagles paid Carson Wentz and let him out the door and brought in Jalen Hurts. I know, it's not ideal. I want Jalen Hurts to have an MVP season. But I'm just saying, I've kind of wondered if the Eagles are looking at other quarterbacks. They reportedly were in on Justin Fields.
And you think this is all a mastermind move by Tad Prescott to try to get Dak to Philadelphia?
He's working it.
Why? Yeah, I'm not going to give Tad that much credit here. I think he was just throwing some shade. But again, I don't like this when family members do this kind of thing, because you're writing a check that Dak Prescott's got to cash. Like, this is you bring upon these kind of headlines. Same with CeeDee Lamb's mom and posting on Facebook. It's like your kid is the one who has to go out there and make good on these predictions.
I think in reality, the Cowboys, Eagles, pretty much both, they don't need any more bulletin board material. They're longtime division rivals. I don't think there's. Why is Dak and a half to cash a check because someone said Jalen was bad? That's not going
to
get him.
No, but it just adds to more of it. Like, Dak doesn't have enough going on, you know? They restructured his contract to save $4 million, which does nothing. We're not sure if he's going to be the Cowboys quarterback past this year.
I think that as long as Tad doesn't talk about opposing defensive ends like Nick Bosa, he can talk about other quarterbacks. He cannot get the defensive ends mad.
He'd be stupid to talk about Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Because the 49ers have made Dak look silly.
Right. If Tad comes out and says Fred Warner's overrated, then we have a problem.
You really got to cut off his social media.
This idea that Jalen Hurts is overrated, did he watch Super Bowl against the Chiefs? Jalen Hurts can throw with great accuracy. So I'm mad as an Eagles fan, too.
Yeah, you should be. Have a little more pride in your quarterback.
What are you looking at me? It was Tad.
You already want to move on answer. From Jalen.
I'm not saying move on. I'm just saying Dak's pretty good.
We do this thing called the Great Debate on Wednesdays around here. We'll do that next. Hint for you, March Madness is the theme. We get back to college hoops in just a moment. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.